capitalism, American exceptionalism, and Judeo-Christian values. And of course, I will always be the fiercest defender in the media for my great president, Donald J. Trump. But it all starts at my website, rootforamerica.com. You'll find the hottest stories, news headlines, my passionate, in-your-face, take-no-prisoners, conservative commentaries, and popular videos. The left will win this war over my cold, dead body. So every day, start your day with the news and opinions that matter to conservatives and patriots at my site, rootforamerica.com, or listen to my radio show at usaradio.com, or watch my TV show at newsmaxtv.com. Above all, be sure to root for America.
President Trump receiving praise from even some of his strongest critics when it comes to his plans on Afghanistan. Here's more from Mark Mayfield.
House Speaker Paul Ryan said on CNN that he's pleased with Trump's strategy, calling it principled realism. Senator John McCain released a statement commending Trump for taking a big step in the right direction. McCain also said Trump is moving the U.S. beyond the prior administration's failed strategy. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said Trump's speech reaffirmed the lesson that the U.S. can't permit terrorists to get a foothold anywhere.
The Navy says remains of some of the 10 sailors missing from the USS John S. McCain have been found. U.S. Pacific Command says the Malaysian Navy has located potential remains in the waters off Singapore. The destroyer collided with an oil tanker early yesterday. 4 sailors who were injured in the collision were airlifted to a hospital in Singapore. Navy officials say an investigation is underway. Investigators telling reporters while they don't think the crash was intentional, they're not ruling out anything at this point. USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Angie Austin. All right, I didn't sleep well until I got MyPillow. I love this pillow, and they have a great deal right now. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, and I'm telling you, this pillow will change your sleep life. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, or call 800-951-8175 and put in the promo code USA. You'll get 50% off 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. Again, call 800-951-8175, promo code USA.
The trial begins today for a U.S. senator. Here's Sarah Lee Kessler.
Senator Menendez is charged with accepting gifts from a Florida friend in exchange for favors. The New Jersey Democrat is accused of taking plane flights and political contributions from Dr. Salomon Melgen after the doctor sought help in resolving a Medicare dispute, getting visas for girlfriends, and a port security contract in the Dominican Republic. Menendez says he's innocent and will be vindicated. He's scheduled to stand trial along with Melgen on September 6th. Sarah Lee Kessler, New Jersey.
The Cleveland Browns are the latest team to draw criticisms for players' actions during the national anthem.
Nearly a dozen Cleveland Browns players taking a knee during the national anthem before Monday night's preseason game against the New York Giants. Browns head coach Hugh Jackson had voiced his opinion against players taking a stand during the anthem, but he changed course last week and now says players have the right to express their feelings as long as he is informed in advance. I'm Chris Barnes.
A California jury ordering Johnson & Johnson to pay $417 million in a baby powder lawsuit. The verdict was handed down yesterday in the case of Eve Echevarria, who claims using the powder for decades caused her ovarian cancer. Her lawyers claim the talc in the company's baby powder causes ovarian cancer. Johnson & Johnson says the 63-year-old woman's claims aren't backed up by scientific evidence. USA Radio News.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Greetings, warriors, veterans, and America-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Hoo-ah! The Frontlines of Freedom AmVets team really appreciates you joining us this fine day in America. Here's what we have for you this hour. First, we'll meet Frontlines of Freedom's newest team member, Army National Guard Captain Laura Tirio. Then we're going to hear a great new song for our troops by Matt Thomas. Then we'll talk football with Navy's great coach, Ken Niumatalolo. Of course, we'll conclude with our weekly mailbag, military history, and our Armed America report. Frontlines of Freedom is proud to be a part of the Eisenhower Center After the Impact team. They really do great things for our troops with traumatic brain injury. Yeah, they help professional football players and first responders, too. Troops, I welcome your comments and questions. Contact me through frontlinesoffreedom.com. Now it's time to welcome another new member of the Frontlines of Freedom team. Laura Tirio has been on the show before, but today she joins the team as a contributor. This means she'll be normally on the show about once a month. Welcome, Laura. Welcome aboard.
Thanks for having me, Denny. It's a pleasure.
Laura, I know you're a member of the Michigan Army National Guard, but I don't know a lot about that. I think you're in what I would call a medical service corps. But talk to us about why'd you join the Guard, what have you done in the Guard, what's it been like?
Sure, absolutely. I'm a member for 7 years now of the Michigan Army National Guard. I'm a commissioned officer, a captain, a medical service corps officer. So I'm lucky enough to be a part of the Army Medical Department, and I serve in a local medical unit, part of an area support medical company, so basically a mobile treatment hospital. We do a lot of good work. It's awesome to see the capabilities of what our soldiers are able to do, and I actually just got off of a big exercise called Northern Strike, which was a giant exercise, almost 7,000 multinational different service branches exercise at Camp Grayling Joint Maneuver Training Center. So it was awesome. We were able to provide all of the medical treatment support for the entire exercise. But as far as why I joined, I have a long line of military history in my family, big line of Army officers. I'm a third generation Army officer. Both my father and grandfather served in the United States Army. And so I kind of had Army in my bloodline. But as far as going into medical service corps, I'm a social worker by trade. I have both a master's and a bachelor's degree in social work. So really just drawn to the service industry in general and wanting to provide all the service that I can and support to our service members, but also veterans.
I take it from the way you're talking and from our previous conversations that you like being in the Guard. You enjoy doing what you're doing.
I do. I really love it. It's not only a legacy for me and my family, but it's something I'm very passionate about. I was just having this conversation the other day about something that the Army's taught me the most is what I've seen the most is selfless service. I think there's no other place that you can find besides the military is such selfless people and such giving and serving people, and that's something I'm so proud to be a part of. But I love what I do, and I'm really blessed and fortunate to be able to be healthy enough to do so.
I completely agree with what you said. And it's so critical because, well, frankly, we don't survive in combat if we aren't selfless and weren't supporting each other. But beyond that, there are people who see, for lots of reasons, but also see that serving our nation is part of citizenship. In addition to that, you have one of those J-O-B things that you do to keep body and soul together. But it's a job that you love, at least the last couple times I've talked to you about it. Working for the Eisenhower Center rings your bell too, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's such an honor to be a part of the Eisenhower Center team, and most specifically part of the After the Impact team. And, you know, I really feel like I was meant to be a part of this team, and I think the team found me. And I just think, you know, it's just such an honor to be a part of it, to be able to serve the people that, you know, we've served active duty service members, we've served veterans, and it's just an honor to be able to do that and be a part of it. And every day, you know, I wake up dedicated to the mission that we do. I've lost a lot of friends and service members I've served with to suicide. And to be completely frank, that's my motivation for, you know, being a part of this program. So I don't want to have to experience that again. And I want to do all that I can to make sure that people get the care that they need and that they deserve.
Talk about the kinds of people that you serve, the kinds of people that you and After the Impact reach. What kind of needs do they have? What kind of challenges do they have?
Our program services combat veterans with post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injury. A lot of times comorbid with those issues come anxiety, depression, you know, and a few other things, social isolation. We also see first responders as well as former NFL players or professional athletes. But as far as the veteran clients that we see, you know, we see a lot of combat veterans who have tried many other different treatment modalities, a lot of different treatment programs, and it hasn't worked for them. And one thing that's so special about this program, the After the Impact program, is that just as though there's so many different ways that PTSD manifests itself in other people, we find that therapies are different per person too. People might relate to one therapy more than they would another. And that's something that's so unique about this program, is that we realize that we really put that into practice. But a lot of the clients that we see here, they've suffered for a long time with post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injury, not understanding, you know, where that's coming from. Because a lot of times we think of a disabled veteran as somebody who's lost their limbs, and that's what we've identified them with. But now we've put more of a face with a, you know, with a name, and we're trying to help people understand that they're more than what their disabilities are. They're more than post-traumatic stress. They're more than a traumatic brain injury.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom, and we're welcoming Army National Guard Captain Laura Cheerio to the Frontlines of Freedom team. Laura, you hit the nail there, because I don't consider post-traumatic stress a disorder. I consider it a wound. The fact that you can't see it, and certainly traumatic brain injury is a wound, but it's sort of hard for some people, I think probably most people, to realize that the not normal for them feelings they have can be dealt with and effectively dealt with. And it's not a lack of adulthood, manhood, whatever, to seek that kind of help. Is that consistent with what you find out?
Yeah, you know, absolutely. And, you know, a lot of what we've been talking about lately is post-traumatic growth. You know, a lot of the people that we serve here have looked the beast of the war in the eye, and they've marched forward. And what our therapists try to work with them through is they've been so resilient and so brave to be able to do that, that they can do that same thing here through treatment. That there's no guarantee that it's going to be easy, but putting that same strength that they used at one time through this can really get them through that. But not only is it, you know, a wound, but it's also such an opportunity for growth. It doesn't have to be a label. It doesn't have to be just a disability, but it's a huge opportunity for growth.
You know, I've always said that medicine, when it's done right, is more art than it is science, because two people with the same issue may need very different solutions, and there'd be a tendency to treat them both the same way. And what you're telling me is you guys don't. You treat each individual individually.
Absolutely. And I think that's something that's been missing for a long time, you know, with our veteran care. And it's what's something that's so amazing about this program is that each person that comes through this program is an individual, and they have individual likes and wants and needs, and they respond to things differently. And it's so wonderful to be able to see the music therapist connect with somebody, or the dietitian, you know, in addition to all of our you know, more traditional counseling and group therapy and individual therapy. But to see the recreation therapist, to see them connect with people on a different level that's not just traditional counseling is really, really incredible.
So, folks, the goal of this interview is to help you get to know the newest member of the Front Lines of Freedom team. You can see some of her background, you know some of her creds, and I think you're going to find her to be an incredible person as you hear her contribute. Laura, thank you for taking time to join the team. Thank you for making time today, and I look forward to all our interaction in the future. Welcome aboard.
Thank you, Denny. I really appreciate the time, and I'm looking forward to being a member of the team.
I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Next up, we're going to hear Army vet Matt Williams, his great new song. Then we're going to discuss Service Academy football with Navy's coach Ken Niumatalolo. You've reported for duty to Front Lines of Freedom. Hit the deck, do an easy, slow 50 one-handed push-ups. I want you lean and mean. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. I want to share about an incredible program available for our veterans across America who are suffering from PTS and traumatic brain injury. It's called After the Impact, and it serves our veterans and NFL football players. You know, it all started at the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and is now expanded to a new facility in Jacksonville, Florida. After the Impact provides real treatment and healing in a transitional residential setting. See more about their facilities for veterans and players at EisenhowerCenter.com.
When it comes to new window coverings, everybody has a budget. And Budget Blinds is the one place that understands you and your budget perfectly. Budget Blinds provides more custom window coverings than anyone in North America because we think that everyone, at every budget, deserves beautiful style, expert service, our no-surprises pricing, and our no-questions-asked warranty. Right now, during our 25th anniversary celebration, you'll get an even better value during the biggest sale of the year. Special upgrades like invisible tilt bar on shutters, free smart fit, or a cordless option on honeycomb shades for a clean, uncluttered contemporary look. Book your free in-home consultation now. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS or go online to budgetblinds.com. Forget do-it-yourself. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS and get style and service that fit your budget. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now.
Offer good on selected products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
If you served honorably in our nation's armed forces and you're looking for a way to continue serving your fellow veterans in your community, then join AMVETS. Each year, AMVETS members volunteer millions of hours at VA healthcare facilities from coast to coast. AMVETS posts and departments also participate in a wide variety of community service projects ranging from Americanism in our schools to supporting the Special Olympics and Boy Scouts of America. If you no longer wear the uniform today, you can still serve through the AMVETS by joining today at AMVETS.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. When they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 in Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org.
I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Thanks for joining us today on Frontlines of Freedom. AMVETS is the premier veteran service organization in America. Every person who has served honorably in our military, active, guard, or reserves, is welcome to join me and be an AMVET. Find more at AMVETS.org. It's now a pleasure to introduce a vet who's got some musical talent. I always like vets with musical talent since I'm a vet who doesn't have any. And there's got to be a balance in nature, so somebody had to get it. And it's a pleasure to introduce Matt Williams, who apparently got some of that talent. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom, Matt.
Hey, thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Talk about your military service. When, why did you join? How long did you serve? Where did you serve?
Oh, man, you know, I joined right out of high school in 2004. You know, went to basic training at AIT, then went to Fort Riley, Kansas, was in an infantry battalion there, 118 Infantry.
Really? I served in the 1st of the 18th in Vietnam.
Oh, nice.
But that was a year or two ahead of you. Go ahead.
Yeah, we, you know, it was a cool thing. First, I joined the reserves and deployed to Iraq with the reserves for the first time. And then after I got back from my first deployment, I went active duty, and that's when I got stationed at Fort Riley. We deployed to Baghdad, you know, did the whole shebang there. And then I went to Fort Carson, Colorado with 122 Infantry, and we deployed to Afghanistan. We were in Malajat, southern province of Kandahar. You know, did that tour and had a lot of bad things happen during that tour. And that was in 2010. I got out in 2012, and now I'm just kind of pursuing the music thing.
Okay. Talk to us about this song. Why'd you write it? How did it feel to write it? Then we're going to play it, folks, in case you're curious. This is not just theoretical. Go ahead.
You know, the song is called Carry On, and I wrote it because I want the memory and the legacies of our fallen soldiers, you know, men and women, to carry on. I want their memories to carry on, their names to carry on, and to really show them and show their families that, you know, that whole saying, gone but not forgotten, it's true. You know, we're not forgetting about them, and we never will. I actually wrote the song because in 2010, my squad came under attack with an IED in Malajat, and it killed my platoon leader, which was First Lieutenant Mark Naziska, and one of my fellow squad leaders, which was Staff Sergeant Casey Grahoviak, and I was injured in that blast as well. But, you know, I wrote this song because I escorted Mark's body to back home, Nebraska, and I watched him be put in the ground, and I had to tell his family, you know, the whole thing. And so I wrote this song for, you know, not only them, even though they were my major influence, but also for everyone else that has, you know, sacrificed their lives so we can maintain our freedom here.
I understand that, folks, and now you're going to hear that song.
He volunteered to risk his life to wear that flag with honor. Stand up for us and fight. He wasn't just an ordinary man. To me, that man's a hero when he raised his right hand. He wore the red, white, and blue on his shoulder. He gave a solid best. We laid him down in this southern ground with his medals on his chest. 21 guns clear the sky so we could fly. But the memory of a soldier will carry on. I saw the tear stains on his mama's folded flag. I gave a slow salute, a Bible verse. And Daddy sat there after everyone had gone, picking rocks out of the dirt. He wore the red, white, and blue on his shirt. shoulder and gave a solid best. We laid him down in this southern ground with his medals on his chest. 21 guns cleared the sky so he could fly your phone. His body's lying breathless, but the memory of a soldier will carry on. It all because they knew what it was for. Thanks to them, I see the sunshine on my door. They wore the red, white, blue on their shoulder. They gave us all their best. We laid them down in this southern ground with their medals on their chest. 21 guns clear the sky so they can fly your home. Their bodies lying breathless, but the memory of a red, white, blue on their shoulders. They gave us all their best. Laid them down in this southern ground with their medals on their chest. 21 guns cleared the sky so they could fly on home. Their bodies lying breathless, but the memory of a soldier will carry on. Oh, carry on.
Wow, Matt, what can I say? That is the challenge. That is the mission. That is what we're to do. Carry on, right?
Yep.
You said you've played a lot of other songs, and I'm sure that a lot of our listeners will want to copy this one. How can people get copies of your song, particularly this one, but all of the things you're doing?
This song is actually just released, and it's on iTunes and Google Play as well.
Is that where everything else you have, too? How can they find them?
Yep, same way you would any of your favorite artists. You can go to iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, and you can download any songs of mine that you want or the full album, and that's all there is to it.
Matt Williams, I figure that's what it's filed under, right?
Yes, sir.
Matt, take just 1 minute and summarize your feelings about the song Carry On.
Carry On to me is very... It has a lot of emotion in it from me and a lot of sentimental value to me. There's a line, and, you know, as you heard in the line, you know, his father sat there picking rocks out of the dirt and saw the tear stains on his mother's folded flag. You know, I personally witnessed that. And, you know, as I laid one of my best friends in the ground, it carries a lot of weight. And I'm hoping that for the families that hear this song who have lost a loved one, you know, in the war, any conflict, it doesn't matter if it's, you know, Afghanistan or Iraq or, you know, Vietnam, I hope that it gives them almost some comfort and peace of mind knowing that there are still people out there that care, you know, about our men and women who lost their lives and some people that want to give back. And I'm actually, that song I'm using for LZ Michigan, all the proceeds to that song, I am giving 100% to WGVU and their Veterans Engagement Department in order to help them keep going with veteran projects and help veteran families.
Matt, thank you. Thank you for your concern for Americans, for your fellow soldiers. I'm proud to call you brother. Thank you for joining us today.
Yes, sir. Thank you. It was my pleasure.
I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Next, we'll talk Service Academy football with Navy's coach Ken Diamatalolo. Troops, do about 20 push-ups now. I'm going to be easy on you right now. You've reported for duty to Front Lines of Freedom. We'll be right back. Spartan Nash is proud to sponsor Front Lines of Freedom. As the leading distributor to U.S. commissaries and exchanges in the world, our MDV military division exists to serve our military heroes and their families, both at home and abroad.
We see firsthand the sacrifices made to protect our freedoms, and it's our privilege to serve those who served at our 159 retail grocery stores and 2,100 independent locations in 47 states.
Learn more at SpartanNash.com.
If you're a veteran looking to file for your service-connected benefits through the Department of Veterans Affairs, don't go it alone. AmVet's highly trained service officers stand ready to walk you through the process at VA regional offices around the country. AmVet's can offer you the advice you need to finally receive all your earned benefits. In 2009 alone, AmVet's helped process more than 65,000 claims and appeals, securing more than $410 million in benefits. To find your nearest AmVet service officer or to learn more, visit amvets.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
I will not say when we are going to attack, but attack we will.
One of the comments last night from President Trump's address to the nation drew massive support from military members. President Trump also said American foreign policy has not really worked the way it should and that changes need to be made.
A foreign policy that has spent too much time, energy, money, and most importantly, lives trying to rebuild countries in our own image instead of pursuing our security interests above all other considerations.
The president heading to Phoenix, Arizona today for a rally that starts around 10 a.m. Eastern Time. The Navy says it's recovered remains from some of the 10 sailors missing from the USS John S. McCain. U.S. Pacific Command says the Malaysian Navy has located potential remains in the waters off Singapore. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Colonel Sanders from KFC here to talk about the good old days. Well, the good old days are still here in chicken form, specifically in KFC's original recipe fried chicken with 11 herbs and spices. Our delicious chicken is still hand-breaded and pressure-fried just like it was then. Get your fill with two pieces of my original recipe in a $5 fill-up with mashed potatoes, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink at a KFC near you. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. I really do welcome your comments and questions. Troops, contact me through frontlinesoffreedom.com or on Facebook. A Frontlines of Freedom salute to one of our show's great sponsors, Honor and Remember, and their national sponsor, Spartan Nash. If you know someone who has died while serving our nation, contact Honor and Remember so they can be honored. HonorandRemember.org. Now it's football season, and it's an honor to welcome back to Frontlines of Freedom Coach Nia Matalolo from Navy. Coach, thank you for joining us again. It's an honor to talk to you.
It's always good to be on your guys' show. Thank you.
And Quentin Roberts here is our co-host football specialist, since he actually did play football for, what's the name of that school? Air Force Academy.
That's right. How you doing, Denny? How you doing, Coach Nia Matalolo?
How you guys doing? You're great to be on. Like I said, I always enjoy talking to you guys.
Want to just jump right in. You are coming off of a really a great season. You started off 9-1. Then stubbed your toe a little bit towards the end. I think you suffered some tremendous injuries. But looking on to 2017, how's the offense shaping up? We expect it to be led by Zach Avey this year and Chris High at fullback. Zach Avey, the quarterback who stepped in last year, you suffered some tremendous injuries. But he came on strong towards the end of the season.
Well, Quinn, I feel good just from the standpoint of, you know, he kind of came in the worst scenario, came in midway through our conference championship game. So it was a tough game to come in. And then his first start was Army, struggled a little bit in the first half, but played better in the second half. And I thought he played well in the bowl game. So, you know, 2.5 games that he played, one was in the conference championship, one against Army, and one in a bowl game. So the experience that he gained just in that those 2.5 games is like a season. And so he's got all the physical tools. Probably wasn't ready last year and kind of got forced into action, but I think just the type of game situations that he had to play just kind of made that maturation process happen a little faster. So we're looking forward to him. He had a great offseason and looking for a big year from him.
You know, Coach, one of the things you mentioned the offseason, and you and I know this, but for our listeners, why don't you give them a little bit of an idea of the types of activities your players are involved in during our offseason? It's not just a matter of going home or staying at the Naval Academy in Annapolis and working out. What types of activities are they involved in?
Well, you know, Quinn, I mean, all three service academies players, you know, deal with some things and not the normal student athlete deal with, not just at the service academies, because they're doing some tough things that even, you know, not every cadet or midshipman have to go through, but they're also going through stuff that a lot of Division One athletes don't have to go through. So, you know, it starts off a lot of times our spring ball finishes earlier just so that we can get guys, you know, off the field so they can get ready for finals and start to get their swimming passed off, you know, requirement to graduate. And there's not very many schools that guys are working on swim strokes, but that's something that you have to deal with here. And right after finals, they go on their cruises, you know, the summer cruise, and, you know, they're throughout the country at different
places. Now, these are Carnival Cruise Line cruises,
yeah, these
right?
are. These are done. No, this is not the Disney cruise line going down to the Bahamas. But they're going to different places, you know, whether it's Quantico to the Marine Corps training, Pensacola. It's just a early place for them to kind of see what they might select when they're done. And so it's kind of like an internship. You kind of get to see in those summers, you know, different things that you could be doing when you graduate. So it gives them an idea. Then they come back and start working out like everybody else. But we're behind than most schools because most schools have been lifting all summer while our guys have been out and, you know, on their cruises or on their military obligations. You know, we're behind. But they go straight into lifting and straight into the season. So it's a pretty arduous and long season for them.
One of the things that we know that the military academy, such as Annapolis, that is stressed is leadership. And those leadership activities that they're involved in the summers are part of what distinguishes them from many of their counterparts they'll be facing on Saturdays. But nonetheless, Navy, and hats off to you for the tremendous season you had and the accolades you've garnered. But I want to ask you about joining the American Athletic Conference. You're going into your third year. You were in a championship game last year and only your second year. I predicted you'd be there in your first year, by the way. But how has that been? Has that been a net positive for Navy in your estimation?
I really believe so. You know, it's when we were independent, we were playing good teams. But you'd play that team for the year and the media wouldn't cover that game anymore. But when you're in a conference, every week, those different markets are covering your team because you're part of the league. And the conference that we've joined is pretty dispersed, you know, throughout the country. So, you know, we go from Tampa to Orlando to Cincinnati to UConn to Texas, Louisiana, Oklahoma. So we're kind of spread out. And, you know, because of those markets, being in Houston, being in Dallas, just the exposure, I think, has been tremendous for our program. And it's, you know, that's the one thing that I've seen, just the exposure that it's given us. From a competition standpoint, like I said, we've always felt like we've played pretty competitive teams, but that's definitely helped us being in the American Conference.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum and football co-host Quentin Roberts on Front Lines of Freedom. We're talking with Navy coach Nia Matalolo about the upcoming season.
Well, Coach, looking at your defense, it looks like it's going to be led by Micah Thomas at linebacker and DJ Palmore at outside linebacker. And then you've got some defensive backs who hopefully will kind of got some growing pains last year and are looking to excel this year. How would you assess the status of your defense going into 2017?
Well, like you said, those are definitely our two leaders, DJ Palmore and Micah Thomas, Jarvis Polu, the guy that played a bunch of football for us up front. And Sean Williams, you know, was a starting free safety for us last year. And so he's a guy that's, you know, we're counting on back in the back end to be somebody that's going to lead for us. But, you know, we play in a conference that has scored a ton of points, so it's tough to play defense. it's an area that, you know, we know we got to get better at if we want to accomplish some of our goals. And our guys worked hard in off season. They're working hard right now.
Well, Coach, you know, I have to touch on the Commander-in-Chief trophy. Navy has been front and center winning the trophy so many times here in the recent past. But last year you fell to Air Force and Army. And I have to imagine that's a focal point going into this season.
Well, it's, you know, it's always tough when you lose to your rivals. Air Force had a really good team. Troy's done a really good job there. And, you know, Army had one of their better teams in a long time. And Coach Munkin's done a great job there. And, you know, every year it's going to be the same thing. You know, it's going to be a battle. We have tremendous respect for both of those programs. And, you know, it's definitely, I mean, it's obviously one of the goals every year to win the Commander Chief Trophy. That's that and winning the conference are our two top goals every year. So it's, we know it's tough because they got two good programs. And, you know, we'll do our best to get ready for those games.
Well, and I'm sure you will be, as you always are. And, you know, I know that the conference, as I look at your schedule, I mean, boy, you don't have many cupcakes on here this year. You've got Tulane, Cincinnati, Tulsa, Air Force, Memphis, Central Florida, Temple, Southern Methodist, Notre Dame at Houston, then the championship game, and then against Army. I imagine one of the things that joining a conference gives you is a little bit more predictability in that schedule and being able to see teams multiple times.
Well, it definitely does, Quinn, because you see them year in and year out. They get more familiar with you, but you also get more familiar with them. You know, from a logistics standpoint, it kind of helps you to know when to leave, you know, what hotels are better. You know, so it helps you like that from the planning standpoint. But it's definitely a tough schedule. You know, we feel like our conference is, you know, a really good conference, but everybody's got tough schedules and everybody's tough to play in Division I football. So, like I said, we'll just try to get ready.
Well, Coach, I really appreciate your time. If I want to close, I want to close on one thing, and that is that Navy, you had, and it was, you know, widely reported that you interviewed with BYU last year and decided to return to Navy. And I can tell you from my perspective, and I'm sure from Navy's perspective, they're very fortunate that you did.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you very much, Quinn.
And Coach, thank you for taking time to join us today. I'm a great admirer of yours. Thank you again for taking time.
Thank you guys so much. Take care.
I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Next up, it's time for our weekly mailbag. Then it's military history time. You've reported for duty to Front Lines of Freedom. Stand tall, troops. Get a bench and some good weights, about 50 pounds to do it, and do about 50 bench presses. I want you combat ready, then stand at ease. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. I want to share about an incredible program available for our veterans across America who are suffering from PTS and traumatic brain injury. It's called After the Impact, and it serves our veterans and NFL football players. You know, it all started at the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and is now expanded to a new facility in Jacksonville, Florida. After the Impact provides real treatment and healing in a transitional residential setting. See more about their facilities for veterans and players at EisenhowerCenter.com.
If you served honorably in our nation's armed forces and you're looking for a way to continue serving your fellow veterans in your community, then join AMVETS. Each year, AMVETS members volunteer millions of hours at VA healthcare facilities from coast to coast. AMVETS posts and departments also participate in a wide variety of community service projects ranging from Americanism in our schools to supporting the Special Olympics and Boy Scouts of America. If you no longer wear the uniform today, you can still serve through the AMVETS by joining today at AMVETS.org.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. This is the final formation for this week on Front Lines of Freedom. Troops, if you want to learn more about the wonderful things the Eisenhower Center and After the Impact does for our troops and others with traumatic brain injury, maybe someone you know, well, check EisenhowerCenter.com. Okay, team, let's open the mailbag. I welcome comments from you, our listeners. Please send your thoughts to me at Denny@FrontlinesOfFreedom.com or on Facebook. Skip, what's the first one?
Harry from Texas wrote that he's glad that you added a member of the Front Lines of Freedom team who fought in the Mideast. And he's happy that Tom Jones has such an easy name to remember.
Harry, I've been looking for a guy with Tom's experience for some time. I think you'll enjoy his comments. Normally, he'll be on once a month. You'll note that we added another team member on this show.
Susan wrote that she really enjoys the AMVETS guy, Mr. Pigeon, who does 22 push-ups per day to keep the focus on veteran suicide. She does the 22 push-ups and follows Pigeon on Facebook.
I spent some time with Jim Pigeon at the AMVETS National Convention last weekend, and I thanked him again for his efforts. The major thing for me is that his effort is actually helping reduce veteran suicides. Well, you know, gents, before we get to military history, I was thinking about my assignment as a war planner at U.S. Readiness Command in Tampa, Florida. We war planners shared a large office. Near my desk was a Marine major who was a sharp planner and a really great guy. One day, he started laughing so loud and so long the rest of us were drawn to his side. He had just received some kind of weekly or monthly newsletter from Marine Corps headquarters. Among the articles was a report. The Marines had been quizzing new recruits about why they elected to join the Marines. Many had joined because of family tradition. Among the rest, the top reason why these young men had joined the Marines was, as I recollect, quote, "I'm tired of everyone telling me what to do. My mother tells me what to do, my coach tells me what to do, etc. I'll show them, I'll join the Marines." I was just wondering, did they do a post-basic training survey about how happy these recruits were? Because I have a funny feeling that these youngsters didn't get away from being told what to do. What do you think, Skip?
Well, having been in the Marine Corps, I can assure you they definitely did not get away from that. But, you know, I remember being a kid. Other people could tell you what to do, and that was fine. But when your parents told you what to do or gave you advice, it's like,
oh yeah,
deaf ears.
Yes. There's a lot of truth to that, and particularly since your parents probably don't speak like a drill sergeant.
Well, I knew my father wouldn't actually kill me. I wasn't sure about my drill instructor.
That's the strength of a drill instructor. Okay, now it's time for military history. Lead out, Skip.
On 24 August 1814, during the War of 1812, British forces under General Robert Ross overwhelmed American militiamen at the Battle of Bladensburg, Maryland, and marched unopposed into Washington, D.C. Most congressmen and officials fled the nation's capital as soon as word came of the American defeat. But President James Madison and his wife, Dolly, escaped just before the invaders arrived. Earlier in the day, President Madison had been present at the Battle of Bladensburg and had at one point actually taken command of one of the few remaining American batteries, thus becoming the first and only president to exercise in actual battle his authority as commander-in-chief.
That must have been quite a thing, but I can imagine being the president and seeing the enemy beating back and seeing a battery without a commander and stepping up and doing it.
Yeah.
He's quite a guy.
Well, you know, that wouldn't happen today because our battles don't occur on American soil. They're somewhere way off yonder.
Except for terrorism.
Well, yeah.
But the odds of a frontal attack on what? Well, you can't tell. Look at Charlottesville. On 23 August 1863, ruthless bands of guerrillas attacked the town of Lawrence, Kansas, killing every man and boy in sight. Led by William Quantrell and William Bloody Bill Anderson, the guerrillas were said to have carried out the brutal attack on behalf of the Confederacy. Included in their group was Jesse James' brother Frank and Cole Younger, who would go on to play a larger role in the James Gang later on. Bloody Bill Anderson got his name for his love of shooting unarmed and defenseless people. Reportedly, he carried as many as 8 handguns in addition to a saber and a hatchet. His horse was also outfitted with several rifles and backup pistols. Although he claimed to have political motives for his terrorism, Anderson more likely used the Civil War as an opportunity to kill without repercussion. Jesse James, only 17 at the time, teamed up with Bloody Bill after he split from Quantrell's band of killers. On September 24, 1864, their small splinter group terrorized and destroyed most of the town of Centralia, Missouri. They also ambushed a small troop of Union soldiers who trained happened to stop at Centralia. 25 Northern soldiers were stripped and lined up while Anderson and Arch Clement proceeded to shoot each of them down in cold blood, sparing only the sergeant. A month later, Anderson paid for his crimes. He was caught by a full contingent of Union Army troops in Missouri and killed in the ensuing battle. Jesse James was never brought to justice by the North for his war crimes and went on to become the 19th century's most infamous criminal.
And Colonel, I hate it when in the movies they glorify people like this,
yes,
when in reality they were just bloodthirsty animals.
And that's the nicest thing you could say about
it.
Well, that's military history for today. Skip, it's time for the Armed America Report. Lead out.
All of us here at Front Lines of Freedom want our listeners to get trained and get armed in that order. We fully support the right to keep and bear arms for all law-abiding families, and we encourage you to find out about the laws governing use of deadly force in your state and follow them to the letter. And, of course, don't forget to follow the rules of safety and common sense whenever you're carrying a firearm to protect the ones you love. What's the story this week, Colonel?
Well, a Virginia mother and her 7-year-old son were out collecting trash for the boys' Cub Scout project when 2 pit bulls started menacing them along the road. To protect her son, the woman told the child to go home. Though the boy screamed as the dogs charged, his yelling did not scare off the animals. They lunged at the woman, dragged her into a ditch, and tore at her body, causing severe injury. The woman's landlord, a concealed carry permit holder, happened by and saw the attack. In a letter, he said, he fired his gun, sending one of the canines scurrying off, then shot again at the one that stayed behind and was still attacking the woman. A friend of the woman arrived and administered first aid until the medics arrived. The woman was flown to a Richmond hospital with severe injuries, while her son suffered only a small scratch. County officials have since initiated legal proceedings to have the dogs euthanized.
Thanks, Colonel. A Center for Disease Control survey in the late 1990s and a more recent analysis by the group Animals 24/7 both agree that pit bulls are by far the most dangerous breed, causing more than 300 deaths between 1982 and 2015. When a pit bull attacks, they seldom retreat. They latch on with their strong teeth and jaws, flail their head from side to side, causing tissue damage and blood loss. Most victims of dog bites are children. The laws on use of deadly force against animals vary from state to state, so you should check out your own jurisdiction before incorporating deadly force into your personal defense plan. In many states, the use of deadly force against attacking dogs is allowed, provided certain criteria is met. In general, it goes like this. There must be an immediate, realistic threat of death or serious bodily injury against you or another innocent person. If that sounds familiar to you, it's because it's the same criteria that most states use to justify deadly force against an attacking human. Since the laws against shooting dogs vary so widely from state to state, I highly recommend you research your jurisdiction thoroughly before coming to any conclusions. How do you know if a dog is going to attack you? Well, you never know for sure, but here are some general signs of aggression in dogs. 1, growling, snarling, and baring teeth. 2, showing the whites of the eyes by an angry dog. 3, pulled back ears laying flatly against the head. 4, straight, tense, and stiff body of the dog. And 5, even, steady run rather than a loping gait. No one wants to shoot a dog, but sometimes it has to be done to save innocent human life. I highly recommend the following. 1, avoid dogs you know to be aggressive. 2, carry pepper gel as a non-lethal option. And 3, if you have to shoot a dog to defend your life, make sure the bullet doesn't strike another person in the background. For me personally, I wouldn't hesitate to shoot a dog who was attacking my child, or any child for that matter. But that's a decision all of you have to make on your own.
Well said, brother. Our book giveaway this week is Gene Copelson's Reagan's 1968 Dress Rehearsal, Ike, RFK, and Reagan's Emergence as a World Statesman. To get in on the drawing, email me, Denny, at frontlinesoffreedom.com, and put Ike and Reagan in the subject line. Next week on Frontlines of Freedom, we'll discuss the future of the VA with Concerned Veterans for America. There are several options. Navy Rear Admiral Gillingham runs our Navy's BUMED, the Bureau of Medicine and Surgery. And then we'll also talk with the Air Force Academy coach, Troy Calhoun, about his perception of the upcoming season. Troops, if you or a vet you know needs help finding a job, there's real help available. Go to the AMVETS Career Center. Find it at amvets.org. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Thank you, listeners all across America, for joining us in the foxholes for the front lines of freedom. Dismissed.
Today, we're talking about your budget and budget blinds.
People get so hung up on that word budget.
Listen, everybody's got a budget. Budget Blinds is all about getting the window coverings you really want at a price that fits your budget.
Right. They have exclusive designer styles, hundreds of choices.
And Budget Blinds gives you expert service. None of that do-it-yourself. The pros bring the showroom to you, then do it all. Measure and install.
What a relief.
That's style and service for every budget.
And right now, during their 25th anniversary celebration, it's the biggest sale of the year, with special upgrades and offers.
Explain the free upgrades, like the invisible tilt for shutters.
Make shutters look cleaner, more contemporary. Same with the free cordless upgrade on honeycomb shades. No cords. Look sleek and uncluttered.
I like that. Just call this number. It's easy to remember. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS.
855, then the name, Budget Blinds. Or go online.
BudgetBlinds.com.
Remember, budget means getting custom window coverings at a price that fits your budget. And remember, 855-BUDGET-BLINDS.
Offer good on selected products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. That's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
I will not say when we are going to attack, but attack we will.
One of the comments last night from President Trump's address to the nation drew massive support from military members. President Trump also said American foreign policy has not really worked the way it should and that changes need to be made.
A foreign policy that has spent too much time, energy, money, and most importantly, lives trying to rebuild countries in our own image instead of pursuing our security interests above all other considerations.
The president heading to Phoenix, Arizona today for a rally that starts around 10 a.m. Eastern Time. The Navy says it's recovered remains from some of the 10 sailors missing from the USS John S. McCain. U.S. Pacific Command says the Malaysian Navy has located potential remains in the waters off Singapore. USA Radio News.
Things are just better when they're doubled, like double the value and double the savings. That's what you get right now from OvationHair.com. Ovation cell therapy hair and scalp treatment, clinically proven to repair damage, reduce breakage, and restore your hair to its former glory. Thicker, stronger, longer, healthier hair. Guaranteed or your money back. Right now, get double the value with Ovation's limited edition summer essentials set. Everything you need for eye-catching, healthy summer hair. Specially priced to save you over 50%. That's double the value while supplies last. New customers get the summer essentials set.